Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
Joe Murray, a big year coming up for Cumbria now. You know, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, won the Waterford Championship in 2024, you won it again, then you won Munster, and now going on to this year, all questions are, will you win the All-Ireland? How has it been like, I suppose, looking ahead to that season now so early on in the year?
Yeah, I suppose from Cumbria's point of view, they wouldn't be looking as far as the All-Ireland, to be honest, because there's a serious club championship to be played. Like, there's eight teams there, probably four top teams in Stradbally, Galtier, Ballymac and Cumbria, probably favours to win the semi-finals, so they won't be looking beyond that. Last year it was great for Cumbria once they got out of Waterford. They'd been beaten in the Munster final the previous year, so to get back to the Munster final and actually win it was an amazing achievement for that bunch, because they had been through so much heartache previously, and you know, to actually win their back-to-back county title and then win Munster. Sadly, in the All-Ireland semi-final, they were outclassed by a very good Clonbeam team, probably one of the best club teams since Mourne Abbey. But yeah, they're looking forward to getting back into involved in the club championship when it kicks off in July, August. So yeah.
That Munster final, I remember last year down in Mallow, you know, it was a strange one because obviously you probably didn't have the crowd you wanted there because it clashed with the same day Rath Cormac were in the Waterford final. Do you think yourself, like, you know, the intimate setting of itself almost made it that bit more special at the end of the day, because you were with people who were diehard fans to the end there?
Myself, I wasn't even there because I was involved with the Rathcormac men the same day. But so it was divided loyalties on the day. But we had won our county final, and it was half time in the ladies' match, and you know, we got back to the restroom, they were well on top. We got into Lawler's here actually for food. They had the match on, and Southern Gales were coming back at them. So, but when they actually won, it was absolutely amazing. That night back in the parish of Clonay, it was probably the best night that has ever been there, I suppose, to be honest, for the two teams to go up through the village up to our community centre with the Munster Trophy and Rathcormac winning the three in a row. It'll be hard to achieve it again, you know what I mean? It'll be hard to surpass it. So just fantastic memories, like, fantastic memories.
It's a strange one because you kind of, there seems to be a bit more of a difficulty in getting footballers on the men's side with the attraction of hurling. But on the women's side, it seems that camogie and football go hand in hand, and there's no difficulty getting amazing talent on either side, isn't there?
Yeah, like, tradition is an awful thing. Like traditionally, Waterford ladies have been a top team, like, and to still have a Division 1 team in Waterford ladies and the camogie end of it, both teams were in the Munster final, and sadly none of them got over the line, but both of them were beaten by a point or two. It's phenomenal for the camogie and the ladies football to do so much work and to compete with that much at that standard, because the amount of players available to both ladies football and camogie is very limited compared with other counties. Like, Waterford ladies has the lowest number of Arab players in the province. But I suppose that's tradition in Ballymac, and now in Cumbria and Stradbally, there's, you know, even within the city, Aon's Own, into Galtier, you know, it's spread from a small base now to a wide base. It's unique, but like, it's amazing that, like, Waterford are still one of the top Division 1 teams in both ladies football and camogie.
Trish Kelly, it feels like, I suppose, only yesterday there was a semi-final against Kilcar and Cumbrian in the All-Ireland semi-final. Does it feel a bit weird to be almost looking down the barrel of a new Waterford Championship?
Yeah, definitely. It comes around very fast this time of year. You know, you don't have much of an off-season between when you're playing that long into the winter. So, yeah, it was a quick turnaround, and we're back on the field since February, I'd say. So we had about 2 months off. But, yeah, looking forward to get going again. And, yeah, and a good championship that Waterford ladies football have organised again, so yeah, really looking forward to the year again.
What was it like, I suppose, coming back in February after you've gone so far in a campaign, you've probably just missed out on that final game? How do you reset coming back in after that, especially in February as well?
Yeah, I suppose it's not easy after a tough loss like that, and then the weather and stuff in February, you wouldn't entice it too much to get back, but we have a great management team, and they build a lot of resilience in us year to year, and we focus a lot on the positive mindset, and Ger Perry does a lot of work with us on that. So you just kind of have to look at the positives and take all the positives that we took from last year. Winning our first Munster title, winning our second county championship, you know, there are things that we never dreamed of could ever happen. So to get one step further every year. You know, that's always such an important goal, and just take the improvements. You know, that's, you have to look at that, I suppose.
You mentioned obviously going that one step further every year, and you know, I think you know what I'm going to ask you. You know,
yeah.
You win the county championship that first year, you do one better, you get the Munster the next year. Mm-hmm. Is this season is all Ireland or nothing? Is it?
You wouldn't say that, no. Of course, yeah, it's always the goal to win in All-Ireland, but there's so many fantastic teams out there, both in Waterford, in Munster, and then outside of Munster again. It's one tough championship after another between Waterford and then Munster, when you're playing the likes of Kerry and Cork and Tipperary. They're just very strong teams, you know, so yeah, we'll knuckle down and we'll see if we can get there. It would be great, but we'll take each game as it comes, and yeah, we'll try and progress as much as we can.
I'm sure you'll probably be aware that obviously the conversation last year with the Waterford Championship was, you know, you'd won it the first year, could you retain it this year again? You know, how do you feel kind of with that pressure yet again having to retain the Waterford Championship?
Yeah, there's always massive pressure in Waterford when you're coming up the likes of Ballymac year in, year out, Strably, Galtier. There's a lot of teams pushing there for their first one as well. We just happen to be the ones to break that curse first. So yeah, there's plenty of teams coming chasing us down, and we're well aware of that. But here, you know, we relish it at the same time. You know, it's where we dreamt of being for the last 10 years when we were losing. So to finally be on the winning side of things, we'll enjoy it as much as we can, and yeah, we're going to try and retain it as far as long as we can, you know, and try and emulate what Ballymac did for 40 years if we've any luck.
Suppose if you look at it, the competition itself, even if you were to just isolate to yourself and Ballymac, like the benefits that have had, I suppose, for the wider county team as well is immense, isn't it?
Oh, massive. Yeah, I think if you look there in the last 5 years between Ballymac and ourselves, we have 3 of the last 5 Munster titles, so it bodes great for the Waterford County football scene in general, and you see that feeding into the county team now. They're pushing for Munster titles. They've been narrowly missed out the last couple of years. They're competing, they're very competitive in the championship, the All-Ireland Championship, so it's just raising the standard of ladies football year in, year out, and there's other girls feeding in from other teams as well, and yeah, everything's just really pushing on, and yeah, just bringing wider exposure for ladies football in the county, which is great.